USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal vaccine advisory committee recommended that use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine resume in the United States, while Johnson & Johnson and regulators plan to add language to the product label warning of the potential for a rare blood clot condition. If U.S. authorities follow the panel's recommendation, J&J's vaccine could be back in circulation as soon as this weekend, ending a pause that began last week. Regarding that rare blood clotting condition, Director of the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins, tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"This is a one in a million kind of risk that has been identified of this rare blood clotting problem."
Wall Street ending the week on a positive note, the Dow gaining 227 points to close at 3443. The S&P and NASDAQ also finishing positive for the week. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden's first overseas trip as America's leader is scheduled for June. The White House saying Biden will visit the United Kingdom and attend the G7 summit. Then he'll go to Belgium for the NATO summit in Brussels. Protests are continuing in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, as hundreds are marching the streets demanding answers surrounding the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. Brown Jr. was shot by police as he was running away from them when they were trying to serve him a warrant. Darius Hart is a council member with Elizabeth City, North Carolina. He tells Fox News what he's hoping to see soon.
We're out here simply asking for our local sheriff to come forward and provide us with the answers so we can sleep at night, so we'll know what happened the other day.
And regarding the protests turning violent, the council member adds,
"We need it to stay peaceful, and I will believe it will as long as it's our community."
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Russia says it will end its Ukrainian military exercises by May.
They say their checks near the border with Ukraine have been fully achieved. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said the military had until May 1st to return from military exercises. President Biden raised the concerns about the tensions escalating with the military buildup on a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin last week. Meanwhile, fears of a potential threat of Russian invasion created a national unity in Ukraine and strengthened Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's position. Zelensky tweeted, "The reduction of troops on our border proportionately reduces the tension." He said, "Ukraine seeks peace, and they're grateful to international partners for their support." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republicans are unveiling their $568 billion infrastructure plan as an alternative to President Biden's $2.3 trillion plan. The GOP alternative focuses on improving roads, bridges, and public transportation, along with water infrastructure, airports, and broadband internet. Democrats, including Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, scoffing at the plan, saying it's not nearly big enough. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina will deliver the Republican response to President Joe Biden's first address of a joint session of Congress on April 28th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.